Long now, Southern District Agricultural Show, less than a week away. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so. There's six sleeps to go, and I will be definitely managing to get some sleep in about 8 more sleeps.
That said, it is a huge undertaking, but you're settling into now the role of being the show secretary. This will be your fourth year now, is it?
Yeah, fourth year at Orrisdale, so it's all each year, I like to say, gets a bit easier because you're remembering more and more each year.
Yeah, and that said, with it being a new home, I suppose there's been a few teething problems, getting the layout just where you want it. It's all been a learning curve for everybody.
Yeah, we change things every year. We've made changes to where everything is. So this year we've moved the light horses. They're now in the bottom of the livestock field, so it's much flatter and make for better arenas. We've moved the main gate. So that's going, instead of going through Orrisdale Yard, you come out of the car parks and you'll turn right and go down a lovely little lane. So hopefully that will, everything that we do is to make it easier to flow around the field. And
yeah. And that said, you know, it's three fields. It isn't the biggest area of ground to work with, but it always seems so busy.
Yeah, there's lots of space. So it's just, yeah, trying to get everything to flow around, because some people come to the show and they'll say, oh, we didn't know there was that field there, we didn't know there was any cows.
Oh,
and I'm like, how can you not know?
And that said, I suppose getting the signage right and all of the instructions, social media posts are flying out now as well, getting the information out there.
Yeah, there's plenty. The car park signs are all, hopefully there's new car park signs arriving this week. The warning signs have all just gone out. So, yeah, it's all go, go, go.
It is indeed. And with that said, Zoe, new president for this year, Claire Walker. Well, congratulations. It is a great privilege to be a president, I imagine. But what does it mean to you?
Thanks very much. It really is a privilege. The show is something that I've been involved in and I've attended for many years since childhood. So now to actually be leading the society through the show this year, it's a real privilege. It's a great time to get together, meet people, celebrate all the local producers. The way everyone comes together, it's just amazing.
It really is. And what is it like to be on the outside of the show ring now? Because I do believe you spent many a year within it.
I did, and they were years that I absolutely loved. They were hard days, long days, but now to be outside of the ring looking in, it does give you an appreciation of the hard work that's gone into preparing the animals that are being shown in the show on show day.
Now, Zoe, the entries will be all in for this year. What are they looking like? Is there lots of exhibitors?
They're looking good. Light horse entries are still all open. So if you want to put an entry in the light horses, please get it to me ASAP so I can get your passes sent out. And of course, you can still enter the exhibition marquee with the baking, arts and crafts, flowers, garden produce. You can enter that right up until Saturday morning.
And for this year, Zoe, it's always great to see new attractions to the show. It's hard probably to change it up some years, but what have you got for this year?
So yeah, we love having people involved in what we do at the Southern Show. So this year we've got a new competition. It's called On the Money, and you have to get your dog to sit on a £5 note, and if they manage to sit on it, then they win the money. So that'll be going on in the main ring. And we've also got the mascot race. You might have seen it on the internet. It's where you have to put on these big costumes and in a running race. It's great fun to watch, and we are all very excited to see that on the day.
And can these be entered on the day? Can you just come along and join in?
Yeah, I think so. We're asking for teams, but I think it's going to be, if you want to have a go, then you can just turn up on the day.
So aside from all of the livestock and everything else that's going on, there is something for everybody.
Yeah, it's just a really good, fun, relaxed day out.
And that said, Claire, it is a great 2 days. It's great to see the young people getting involved, the volunteers, the teams behind the scenes supporting it, and the young farmers as well.
Yeah, a show like this can't happen without all those unpaid volunteers that turn up. You know, in the week leading up to the show, people just appear to help, and they really are appreciated. At the end of the day, events like this are the majority of the time supported by volunteers, and we really appreciate everybody coming to support the show.
And that said, it's same with the sponsorship. There's such a broad section of communities, sponsors and businesses that want to get involved.
Yeah, and we've got a few new sponsors this year, but if anybody ever wants to get involved, you can choose a certain section to sponsor. Any ideas that anybody's got for things to have at the show, yeah, just get in touch.
And I assume, Claire, the excitement is great. You know, we're on the countdown now.
Yeah, definitely. You can see the show field starting to come to life. I'm sure people doing their daily commute on the main road will notice that some of the marquees have started to go up, and this place will be a hive of activity from now until show day.
It is really, really fun, and I think some of the best part of show day is the food, the catering, all that local produce you mentioned before, Zoe. How is it looking for the trade stands and the caterers?
Yep, they're busy. Lots of local caterers. Again, we've still got our the tea tent where you can go and get your cup of tea and sandwiches and cake. Lots of varied caterers this year. Fish and pizza and Indian and,
oh,
yep,
wow.
You name it, we've got it.
Something to be excited for. And also, I know that the dog clubs, they do a great job of the displays they put on in the main ring, along with the gymnasts and all of the other activities. This year, I think it's a dog show with a bit of a difference.
Yep, Ramsey Dog Show are putting on a display in the main ring, and we've also got a fun dog show this year happening on both the Saturday and Sunday. So if you bring your dog along on a lead, you can just enter on the day and have a go at some fun farm agility.
Okay, this could be entertainment. It really, really could. And tickets, Claire, they're still available, I assume.
Yep, tickets are available. Discounted tickets are on sale now, and they're available until Wednesday, and you can get those through our website.
And all the information for the openings, for what's expected for traffic management and all the rest of it will be all put out as well, I assume.
Yep, that's available now on our website, which is southernshow.org, or on our Facebook page, Southern District Agricultural Society.
And a highlight for you, Claire, I imagine this year, is the Meglam class. It's held on the Sunday. I think it must be the most difficult class to judge overall.
That's the only reason I agreed to be president, so I could judge that on the Sunday. I'm looking forward to it, the hard work that goes into it. I still can't believe how they managed to keep those lambs under control, so it's certainly worth something to come down and see.
So Sunday will be really busy, Zoe. Any schedule for it yet?
Yes, pretty sure the Meg lambs are on at 2 o'clock, but as with every other year, the times keep getting changed because people say, can we do this, can we do that, and yeah, so round about 2 o'clock.
Brilliant. And also this year I did see on Facebook there was a new competition, a truck fest. Is this true?
Yes, we have, for the first time this year, we're having a truck fest. So if anybody's got any old, new, big, small, any trucks, bring them along. Be great to see. Kids just love coming to see tractors, trucks, anything. So yeah, something to build on.
And the one thing I've picked up with this whole conversation, it sounds like everything is so easy going with the Southern District Agricultural Show. You want everybody to be part of it.
Yeah, we want to include everybody. And this year we've actually got a Zen Zone. It's a well-being area. We've got a couple of ladies coming to do Zumba demonstrations. We've got some yoga. Yeah, so it's just, yeah, let's just include everybody and get everybody involved.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.